Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Favor. What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Grammy-winning country singer Jelly Roll is facing a federal lawsuit filed by a member of a local band of the same name. The longtime Pennsylvania wedding band is suing the artist for trademark infringement. The band Jelly Roll has been performing under the name since the 1980s, 4 years before the popular singer was born. Attorneys for the band say the use of the name online and on social media has negatively impacted the band's Google search and created confusion. They say Jelly Roll, whose real name is Jason DeFord, is infringing on the band's trademark of Jelly Roll.
Sounds to me like they're just trying to get a payday. He's now rich. He's got lots of money, big album sales. They see that as an easy mark, right? Because nobody's hiring a garage band or a wedding band, right, except in their immediate area. So how's he infringing on anything?
I mean, I get it, but...
If people search for that name and their video pops up, you know, maybe they can make some money off that somehow. I don't know.
There's a boutique I go to out in Cottleville, and there was the name of it was special to her. Like, it was related to her daughters. Well, there was supposedly a small business in, like, Texas that had the same name, Texas. And they had issue with it and made her change the name.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
So, yeah.
Yeah, my brother had to change the name of his company because there was a small place on the East Coast that had the same
thing. Wow.
Yep.
Yep, so you really have to watch out for these things.
Has Jelly Roll responded?
They have not. They said he has 30 days to respond to the civil lawsuit.
I'll be honest, Jelly Roll's kind of a dumb name anyway, not opposed to you changing, and I think it's weird. Any of you asked my opinion about it, but I'm going to share it anyway.
I'm not fat shaming, but is it like his favorite snack? Is that why he got that nickname to begin with?
I have no idea. I just wondered.
It tattooed on his face?
I could go for a Jelly Roll right now.
Mm-hmm.
On another note, though, they said he is losing massive amounts of weight.
Good for him.
Just so you know.
Ozempic?
Probably. Who else isn't using it, let's be honest? It looks like Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass pleaded for the most fortunate to help funding houses for the homeless as part of a new strategy to tackle the crisis. Acknowledging the costliness of this endeavor, she asked the wealthy to speed up housing purchases for the homeless. She said, right now we're working to move past nightly rentals. We are asking the most fortunate Los Angelesans to participate in this effort with personal, private sector, and philanthropical funds to help us acquire more properties, lower the cost of capital, and speed up housing.
So the people who have worked hard for their money are supposed to then pay to buy the quote-unquote unhoused, their own home?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
That's what she wants.
That's the plan.
How about she buy homes, okay? Miss Mayor, are you listening?
Yeah, but she's not as rich as the movie stars. She was just a member of Congress. She's a millionaire, but not a multimillionaire, probably. Who knows?
Well, in Los Angeles, that would be considered poor.
That's true.
I mean, you're just a millionaire.
It's crazy.
Ford is recalling nearly a 500,000 vehicles to fix an issue with an electrical system that could cause a loss of power and increase the risk of crash. The recall affects certain 2021 and through 2024 Bronco Sports and 2022 through 2023 Maverick vehicles. And according to the recall notice posted on the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the automaker says the vehicle are equipped with body and powertrain control modules that might fail to detect a low battery charge.
Yep.
They said they will also send out, if you have one of those vehicles, you should get a notice. According to a new report, the seafood restaurant chain Red Lobster is considering filing for bankruptcy to relieve financial pressure that it's faced. The report comes from Bloomberg, which cited those familiar with the internal discussions of the restaurant chain. Red Lobster is considering whether or not to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy to address long-term contracts, renegotiate some of its leases, and confront rising labor costs.
You know, Red Lobster is one of those restaurants that I have a fond impression of but I haven't been there in years.
Never.
I like it. I know. I like their biscuits. I like their food, generally speaking. I just haven't gone out of my way to go there in a long time. Maybe that's the problem they're facing.
When I was pregnant, I went through like a 2-week period of like, I need lobster now. And my husband took me to Red Lobster, and they didn't even have the lobster tail.
No.
It was like this dinky little, it was not good. I mean, I still drenched it in butter and ate it, but it was very underwhelming. And as a pregnant woman, I'm telling you, I was very, very sad.
That's it. That's why they failed right there.
I think it's the endless shrimp. That's why. Sandwich chain Jimmy John's is looking to celebrate the upcoming 420-day holiday recreation cannabis enthusiast celebrate. The fast food player has launched a deliciously dope dime bag for people who are feeling they might peckish. The combo meal features smoked ham sandwich with jalapeno ranch dressing and extra herbs, plus chips and a pickle spear.
Extra herbs.
And a fudge brownie.
Stay off the roads on Sunday. Or no, Saturday.
Saturday.
There'll be a lot of high people, more than normal high people driving.
And I'm going to see the Battle Hawks. That's just great.
It's going to be a cloud of smoke there in the dome.
They'll be all stoned for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.